Good morning. 7:06, 7:07 now a.m. on June 20th, Friday morning, 2014. So, ten on the first mile of the morning.
Yeah, I know.
16:10, not bad. It's because I'm kicking along this morning. So after a relatively good night's sleep, I got up and found that the networks were hosed. Couldn't get anything to connect, couldn't get anything to go anywhere. My in-house network seemed to be okay, but I couldn't get anything through Comcast. And I didn't really discover this until I had kicked off an update process and my Windows machine updated. And then rebooted to 6 beeps. I assume that's what happened. I was working on trying to diagnose the network problem. And the machine went, eh, I rebooted. Now what I'm afraid of is that it's in the middle of some sort of update and power flickered or something. Now, this is on my main Windows machine. I say my main work machine, because that would be my netbook. All of my manuscripts are backed up. All my artwork is backed up. My Lix files, not necessarily. So, I really need to recover that hard drive. I really need to get the machine to work again. Well, I'm afraid I'm going to spend the next several days on hardware. I hate hardware. Between wetware and hardware, this is just not my month, not my year. Beeps. Could be the graphics adapter. I don't know if I've got a PCI Express in there or not. If I do, I've got a spare card. I'm gonna have to take the cover off, see if I can fix the battery. If there's a battery in it, I can perhaps reset the motherboard defaults. If it's a motherboard problem, it's a motherboard problem, all I can do is get the drive out, put it in a Linux machine. That's a Dell drive. Jeez, I hope I can read it. If I could get the machine to boot, I could boot to Linux, and that would solve the problem. But I can't get it to boot far enough to tell me that the hard drive is corrupt or something like that. So, yeah, I'm afraid today I'm kind of out of it. I've been up for an hour and a half, and every time I turn around, something else is broken. I think I've decided that the problem with the network is on Comcast's end. I can send a signal to all of my stuff in the house and it all works. I can open the admin interfaces to all of my devices. So the in-house network seems to be working fine. The Comcast router says it's connecting. And I can ping the router, but I can't ping anything else. Or if I try to ping Google, it returns what looks like a valid IP address, but when I try to ping that address, it doesn't do anything, it doesn't go anywhere. So, pain in the butt. Morning. Coming past the thistle patch. Only a few of them have actually blossomed. It's a lot of seed heads that are going to be attracting goldfinches soon. So I'm walking and not talking because I'm thinking about all of the stuff that I have to do if I can't get this machine going in terms of trying to remember passwords, what the correct path for migration is going to be, if I can mount this drive in another machine as a secondary drive. It's a problem. I don't think, see, the problem is I need to find a machine that has a spare drive slot. I have a couple spare machines, but whether it has a drive slot that will accommodate whatever this drive is, and I don't know if it's a SATA drive or an ADA drive or some other kind of drive. One of the problems I ran into was that the motherboard manufacturers made a changeover sometime, so that a lot of the old hard drives that I have don't work in the new machines because they don't support that older format, which means I really need to find an older machine that I can put some hard drive cages in, I suppose. Hook them onto the network as shared drives. I see if I can't recover some of the stuff. What a pain. Might be just a graphics chipset. I'm running off the internal graphics because it's a Dell XPS and the internal graphics are really quite good. And it's been hiccuping. It's always hiccuped. It's always had this little frustrating little thing where every once in a while the graphics adapter will fail and then recover. Maybe that it finally just failed, and when it went to reboot, it said, no, sorry, we're dead. If it took the motherboard, I wouldn't get the beeps, probably. I need to get this network back. I hate to, but I'm going to have to call Comcast, probably. Well, there are worse things than having to stop and reestablish foundations. Oh, I'm laughing because mentally that's what I've been doing, and now it appears that I'm going to have to do it physically as well. I wonder if I can get a decent machine at Best Buy. Ooh. 16.8 on the back side. That's pretty good. That's pretty good. So a little over 32 minutes round trip. See a little more than 16 minutes per mile. You can tell I'm mad because I'm pumping along. Ah, I'm so frustrated. I'm more frustrated than angry, to be frank. It's like, shoot. Oh well. Here I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.